Hello, it's midday. Welcome to the news on Joy 99.7 FM in Accra. This bulletin is also live on Love 99.5 FM in Kumasi and over 30 affiliates across the country and around the world at myjoyonline.com. This afternoon, Water Resources Commission calls for relocation of residents along the banks of the White Volta River as the Burkina Bay authorities announces the commencement of the date for the spillage of the Bagri Dam. We're live in parts of the northern part of Ghana, which are likely to be affected as a result of this exercise. And the race is also on for the 2024 general elections. The New Patriotic Party's running mate is also urging Ghanaians not to even consider voting for John Dramani Mahama, as he warns he will bring the country back into the dark days of doom. So, we have more from Dr. Matthew Opoku-Prempeh and the New Patriotic Party, which is set to outdoor its 2024 manifesto. We'll get to the region shortly in the western part of Ghana, where that exercise is underway. Meanwhile, hundreds of NDC youth have also stormed the streets of Nima in the Ayasu East constituency of the Great Accra region to enforce what they describe as a retail campaign. We'll bring you the latest. I'm Blessed Sogan. Details of our stories now. Residents along the banks of the White Volta River are being advised to take precautionary measures to avoid being adversely impacted by the impending spillage of the Bagri Dam. In a communique to the general public, the Water Resources Commission says it has received notification from Burkina Bay Power Utility Authority, Sonabel, that it will commence the spillage of the water from the Bagri Dam in the next 24 hours. This, as we understand, has been cited in a memo which is equally calling for the relocation of areas that are likely to be affected as a result of the exercise. But it's a good time to move up north to speak with some of the agencies, the National Disaster Management Organization, which is in charge of this exercise. We can get more now from Adam Bavuku, who's the West Gonja Municipal NADMO Director, joining us now on the telephone lines. Thank you so much, sir, for your time. Let's first of all start off with this announcement coming through from Sonabel. How would you say that your community or municipality is preparing for the spillage later tomorrow?
Yes, thank you very much. Good afternoon, your listeners. The municipality and the region as a whole has been beefed up with this information that Bagri Dam will be spilled tomorrow, Monday, the 20th. We have had series of meetings, and all our people from the zonal level to all our offices have been educated and sensitized, and they are out there educating the people and helping some of the people to salvage whatever that they have in their farms. And so if you go out to the communities and where the waters usually affect the most farmers, some of them have started harvesting, and they are harvesting whatever that they have left in those farms that usually get flooded. And most of the communities that are mostly affected, most of them, we have spoken to them. In fact, all of them have had information about this village. And anybody that will be affected has prepared themselves, and that tomorrow, after yesterday, some of them have started leaving most of the areas. And so today, some of them have prepared themselves and will be leaving. So we have made all measures have been put in place to get these people leave these areas that that will be affecting their life. And so invariably, everybody has the information. Whoever that will be affected by this village has the information that they need to help them prepare well.
Okay, so if you've started the relocation process, then the question now is about what you're doing as an NADMO to help out with the relief items. We know that this is not the first time this village is being carried out. What are you planning to do in terms of relief items this time around?
In our situation as it is now, our topmost priority is to look at the safety of the people. And so for now, we are asking them to leave these dangerous areas, these areas that are liable to flood, these areas that are likely to cause deadly disasters in the future. So our topmost priority for now is to let these people leave this area.
Yes, but I'm asking the question because these persons leaving their communities will need relief items. I'm asking if you're providing them with that as well.
Very well. What they need for now will be foodstuff. And for now, unless, of course, we know the number that is willing to leave and where they will be, then when they leave to those higher heavens, then that is when we will go to them and then dole out whatever that we are going to give to them. If not, some people will be there. You ask them to leave, they will refuse. You understand? So unless they leave and move to the higher heavens where we have allocated for them, so once they are in those areas, then we can go there and then give whatever that we have to them.
Yeah, I'm asking the question also because there are reports of your outfit being challenged in terms of relief items. You seem not to be answering that question as to the relief items, whether you have enough in supply and whether or not you'd provide this to the people.
We actually, as I said, we don't have much in our offices to be able to support everybody that is being evacuated in this area. And so we are going to see those that will be leaving. Then based on that, if it is 10, 100, 50, then based on these numbers, whatever that support that we have, then we go to give to those people. If it is not adequate to be able to serve all the people that we have in those, then it will be then and then that we will act for assistance from our district assembly and our head offices so that they will come to our aid and be able to help us in that regard. If not, it's true, we don't have much in stock to be able to help to salvage the situation when it is hard hit on us.
I see Adam Bafug, we're grateful for your time. Isaac Nonya is in the Savannah region monitoring the developments for us. Isaac, what can you say about how residents are preparing, in the wake of this impending spillage of the Bagri Dam? Would you say that they are ready for the exercise?
Exactly. Both residents and NADMO are quite ready for this year's spillage, in the sense that NADMO said due to the dry nature of the environment, They already told farmers around the area, and crop farmers and fishermen, to be careful, though there's not much rain this year, because anything can happen. In the sense that they also conducted some movement within the river banks, from Daboya up to Yape, where the White Water joins the Bagri Dam, for them to move towards areas that, whenever there's floods, they'll also go and have a safer place to reside. I will speak those around Yape, the fishermen there. I think this really, according to them, is a blessing in disguise. Because usually when they spill the water, they are able to get more fish, unlike when there's no water in the Black Volta and the White Volta. So they are anticipating the dam to be spilled for them to be able to do their fishing. While those who are also doing a vegetable growing within the river bank, especially at Yape, are also anticipating that when the water comes, those with the machines will be able to pump and do the irrigation farming.
Well, Isaac, this is all starting. We'll definitely be monitoring more and, of course, get back with updates. That's Isaac Nonya, our Savannah regional correspondent, who's been monitoring this impending spillage of the water from the Bagri Dam in Burkina Faso. And indeed, we are your election headquarters. Just before we take you to our main exercise for today, where we're bringing you a special coverage of the 2024 NPP's manifesto, which will be outdoored in the Western Regional Capital Second Itakoradi. Of course, we're bringing you a special coverage. But even before we move to the western parts of the country, let's, stay on the impending spillage of the water from the Bagri Dam, because we understand some farmers up north are also raising concerns that some flood-prone areas might heighten significant loss of their crops. I want to speak now to Ezekiel Atanga Azuri, who is a spokesperson for the group of farmers in that part of the northern Ghana. Thank you, sir, for joining us. You say that you have heightened fears because there'll be a significant crop loss due to the spillage. So how are you going to avert this impending danger?
Thank you very much for the opportunity. I'm actually in the Bokuwa district, Debila in particular. Our farmers, we have over 2,000 farmers in the Bokuwa district who are farming along the riverbank. And this has not been a strange news to us, because every year we've been experiencing this kind of spillage and the destruction of farm produce. And we've been thinking that maybe government would come in to see how to alleviate our plight, but we see that every year it has still been the same up to this time. So we have abreast ourselves, and we know that since we've been complaining and since we've been asking government to intervene and he's not been intervening, then we have to see how to sensitize our farmers, then to get them out of that place or to actually let them leave the place. But you know how the issue of land in the region has also been a problem. And that is why farmers are still around the riverbank. Besides the crops that they plant, they are also into vegetables. And we know this is the season that, this is the lean season because of raining season. And so most of them have already invested so much in their produce, and they are worried that this is also coming to be a loss to them, just like it has always been. So for our farmers, they already know that, yeah, once they've announced that they'll be spilling the bagri down, they should be counting their loss.
Grateful to you, Ezekiel Atanga Azuri, who's joining us from the northern, that's the upper east region. He's the spokesperson for the Peasant Farmers Association there, giving us the latest in terms of their fears ahead of the spillage of the Bagri Dam. It's also a good time to talk about the 2024 manifesto launch of the governing New Patriotic Party, because ahead of that exercise, the running mate of the NPP, Dr. Matthew Opoku-Prempeh, has urged Ghanaians not to consider voting for the opposition leader John Dramani Mahama in terms of his bid to seek re-election. Mr. Prempeh fears bringing Mahama back to power will send the country into its dark days of erratic power supply, which was witnessed under the regime of the erstwhile NDC administration. Additionally, Dr. Matthew Opoku-Prempeh says the NDC is peddling falsehood to Ghanaians in their desperate attempt to win power. We have more in the following report.
Where a sea of colors as dozens of supporters of the New Patriotic Party poured onto the streets to show their support during a health walk organized by the party. The event was part of the activities leading up to the manifesto launch scheduled for Sunday. Dr. Maitu Opoku-Prempeh, running mate to Dr. Mahmoud Bawumia, addressed the crowd and criticized John Mahama, leader of the National Democratic Congress, on his handling of the National Health Insurance Scheme.
In 2016, the NDC promised a one-time premium insurance, but it never happened. People died as a result because there was nothing like that at the time. The NDC is only good at sugar-coated talks to Ghanaians.
The Prempeh, who was the education minister during the implementation of the free SHS policy, also reminded the crowd of the policy's success and warned against returning John Mahama to power.
Someone sponsored 47 adverts against free SHS policy and said it wasn't possible. He even said that the policy wasn't properly implemented and he would not invest 2 billion cedis in the policy.
He highlighted the acute power situation during Mahama's tenure, which led to the popularization of the term Dumso, a local term for power outages and
Well, fortunately, Samuel Mbura is joining us from the Western region now. And Samuel, the New Patriotic Party is indeed gearing up for the launch of the 2024 manifesto. What more can you report about the party's preparation ahead of that exercise?
Right, from the manifesto launch ground here at the Ghana Secondary Technical School here in Takoradi, I must say everything is in order and the dignitaries are arriving one after the other. We have party supporters also moving in from all parts of the Western region. That has about 17 constituencies and other people coming from Cape Coast and Accra as well. So the atmosphere is actually a charged one here and people are actually expecting more from this manifesto. With the interactions that I had with many who are here, they are more expectant that this manifesto will be a game changer. Just shortly, I spoke with Mr. Samuel Atachia, who tells me that, yes, they are not bereft of ideas. The NPP has a bouquet of, formidable ideas they want to implement. And so Ghanaians should expect the best from them in this manifesto that will be launched in the next few hours. So the launch is expected to start at exactly 2 p.m. And I must put on record that the president, His Excellency Nana Dankwa Akufo-Addo, the NPP run flag bearer, Dr. Mahmoud Bawumia, and his running mate, all of them are in Takoradi. I must also add that security is very tight here. More security men have been deployed to the ground, whilst construction works are also underway to ease traffic within the Takoradi city itself. So it's actually a choked city as of now because of the presence of the NPP, and also businesses are booming. As usual, I come and see people selling the paraphernalia of the NPP and then cashing in as well. Bless it.
And of course, the coverage will be live on all of our Joy News platforms, on Joy News, on TV, on radio, online, and as well at myjoyonline.com. But that's all we have for you for this bulletin at midday. I am Blessed Sugar, wrapping up for the news. But Abeku's on your radio with Worship Zone. Please stay.
Keep the frequency clear. 99.7.